I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Researchers at Colorado State University have enlisted citizen scientists to get better insight into people's and animals' exposure to tick-borne diseases. One of the study's lead authors, Daniel Salkeld, a research scientist at CSU's Department of Biology, says people were asked to send in ticks that had bitten a human or animal. The study goes beyond just the disease reporting and tracking that only occur when people get sick. He says their data shows when people or animals get bitten and where and what they're exposed to.
And it's just that kind of gap between public health surveillance, which might look for ticks in natural areas and collect them and then look for what disease they might be carrying. And then at the other end, you have people reporting sick with Lyme disease or other diseases, and CDC kind of records that kind of data. But this is the gap between there are ticks out there, but when do they actually bite people and not necessarily give them diseases?
Salkeld led the study with Nathan Nieto of Northern Arizona University. The researchers found 83 counties in 24 states where ticks carrying disease-causing bacteria had never been documented. The scientists' original goal was to collect about 2,000 ticks, most from the San Francisco Bay Area. They collected 16,000 nationwide. The growing importance of citizen scientists is the subject of another report.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.